Now, the museum in the centre of Roscommon Town, it was a building that started its life as a Presbyterian church, and it served mainly the military personnel stationed in the local barracks. When the British Army left in 1922, the congregation gradually declined and eventually the church was closed. The building was then bought by the Harrison Trust. The Roscommon County Historical and Archaeological Society opened a museum there in 1992, and Albert Siggins was installed as the curator. Artifacts from the locality are the main display. The museum itself is open between Easter and October each year, and it's well worth a visit. On the square in Roscommon, there is the old jail, which later became a lunatic asylum, and in modern days is now a commercial outlet. But there is an arch above the building where a lady called Lady Betty is reputed to have hung prisoners, one of whom was her own son. And in the late 1980s, the old jail was gutted and converted into a commercial outlet, but some of the cell doors are now in the museum on display. Also in the museum there are quite a number of examples of quern stones for grinding corn. There is a few fragments of old headstones that were dug up in the local graveyard. There is a fine example of a shingle gig in standing near the window inside in the museum that came from Rahara. There was a busload of women came down from Dublin involved in adult education. There were people who were mainly retired but had left school very early, very little education, and had now gone back to do some education and got very interested in local history and so on. And they came down to Roscommon, and their main focus in the museum was the Sheila na Gaeilge.
Really?
Yeah. 40 women standing around the Sheila na Gaeilge.